Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
60%, Billy, said goodbye Sixers. The Phillies haven't even started yet, and they'd rather see that season than the way the Sixers. The fans in this city have given up on the Sixers already. In the middle of a pandemic. That's amazing.
Well, I think they've seen this, yep. Sixers, and
they don't have any faith.
Yeah. So
and you know why they don't? Because Elton Brand put together a bad roster. Here to discuss it is the brilliant author of Tanky to the Top, Yaron Weitzman. Hi, Yaron.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great to talk to you again. Are you in New York City right now, Yaron?
I'm right outside New York City. Yeah, I mean, technically, I guess, yes, I live in New York City, right on the edge.
All right. Describe what's going on there for us.
Well, you know what's funny? So I haven't left. I haven't been outside. That's right. Crazy. I mean, you know, you go outside for a walk, but the streets are eerily empty. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Crazy, and not to get too down, but crazy and scary, for sure.
Scary, right?
I mean, like in a movie, yeah.
Really scary. We're trying to balance what's going on in New York, which is the epicenter right now, Yaron. With business as usual for the NFL
for sure.
And the NBA talking about playing in one site, being in the city would give you a different perspective to probably where we are right now. Should they try to do something in sports, or should they weather the storm first?
Interesting. You mean try? So I this might not be the answer. I'm all fine with trying. I will say that, like, when I read, you know, I'm covering the NBA more, you know, other stuff as a fan. But let's say the NBA, when I read about their intentions, you know, I'm not going to say optimistic, I'll use the word hopeful, that they want to come back and maybe, you know, the Atlantic City thing or whatever, one of these sites, you know, drop everyone in. I just have trouble seeing it just from seeing where we're at now. I just don't see it happening calendar-wise. So maybe I kind of feel like I'm more pessimistic about it, maybe because I'm here, right? And I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. So that would be kind of my answer to your question.
It's fair enough. Yaron. You did a great job in your book, I Take It to the Top, talking about Elton Brand and his rise through the organization at GM. We were all stunned yesterday with the report that the Knicks have sincere interest in giving him the GM job in New York. Could you explain what the appeal would be to Leon Rose of Elton Brand?
Sure, I can do a few things. One, so into the background, Leon Rose was Joel Embiid's agent, right? So, and Elton is obviously in Philadelphia. Elton and Joel Embiid seemed to have a good relationship, as Embiid was quick. I forget the exact quotes, but Embiid made it very clear he was not a fan of Brian Colangelo, and he would often talk about how him and Elton have a good, you know, good communication as opposed to the other guy. And stuff like that, and I forget the exact words he would use. So that's step one. The other part is, I know you've been a little hard on Elton. I actually think it's – I've been thinking about this a little bit because I agree with you. The roster is a bit of a mess right now. One, it's hard to say who – the Sixers have a weird front office. You guys know this. Ownership's involved. It's hard to pin down who's specifically in charge, and I know the Sixers would say Elton's in charge, but with collaboration – and with input, and it's where that with collaboration and with input comes in, that it's like, okay, but who's actually making the final calls? But they've done some good things. I know this off season was not good, but the Jimmy Butler trade was good, and drafting Tybo was good, and Elton brings a, you know, players like him, the league, there is respect for him, and if you're going to work under someone like Leon Rose, you can see how that would be, who's an agent, you could see how having a former player under you, a younger guy, who players seem to respect and a lot of leagues seem to have respect for, how that could be appealing and kind of put together a good – be the head of your front office, the two of you guys, you can see how that would look good.
Yaron, is Elton Brand a puppet for Brett Brown?
For Brett Brown, I wouldn't say no, not Brett Brown, for sure not. No, I would say – I think Brett Brown – I'm going to say he wishes, and I mean that actually, that sounds harsher than I mean. I mean, it's, you know, Brett Brown, I think it's the ownership and it's, you know, it's executives and it's kind of how this is how this holding's built, right? Brett Brown, as you guys know, like his.
All right, hold on. You're giving me a sense here that Harris, Rubin,
Blitzer, right?
Somebody is very involved in personnel decisions on the Sixers at the ownership level?
For sure. I think, yeah. I mean, Harris, like, so the Jimmy Butler trade, Harris helped negotiate that, and that wasn't even, like, I think that was even reported at the time, if I remember. I think if you, like, if someone look, forget even what I've written or reported, like, I think if you were to look up the Adrian Wojnarowski articles on the trade, Harris negotiated that with Glenn Taylor, I believe, is a Timberwolves owner. That was negotiated partly at ownership level. Yeah, Harris is certainly.
Wait a minute. I got Billy Kigg right here, Euro. Billy, is this common? And don't you need to have some Harris doesn't know what the hell he's doing with personnel.
Yeah, but I think this is the new NBA.
It is.
Yeah.
The owner actually tells you who to get?
Well, no, they give input. You know, they say we'd like to get this guy. What about this guy? Yeah, I mean, you get a
all
lot
right.
of
I know, get... I'm not sure if I want Butler or I want Tobias Harris, right? They're going to tell me which one to get?
Well, they'll give you their I like this guy. Maybe try to get this guy. Maybe try to make this trade. We really
all right. Hold on, Yaron. That's dangerous. No.
Yeah. There's also I forget Scott O'Neill. I love. I'll quote.
Oh, Scott O'Neill! Think... Don't even bring that jackass's name up. What does he know?
Well, I think
it's going well.
Mike Eskin uses a great phrase when it's a dangerous amount of basketball knowledge, right? It's almost if the guys know a little bit, you know, if you know a bit. If you know some, then you think you know more. It's almost better to have a guy who knows nothing because he's just going to completely remove himself. Basketball's funny. Everybody thinks – I see this – this is kind of my theory on the Knicks. People always ask why the Knicks why the Knicks been good. The Knicks have been trash and the Rangers have been okay under Dolan. And I always think, like, I just think people – everybody thinks they know basketball. They have opinions and thoughts, whereas other sports is not like that.
All right, I got to tell you, I'm fascinated by the fact that Brand is not a puppet for Brett Brown, but he might be for the people above him, which I never even considered. Oh, could we get if the Sixers wanted to let Brand go? Brand's got another year in his contract. Could they get something from the Knicks for him?
That's a good question. Probably, I guess, you know, that stuff's funky. I don't know, like, you know, like when there was talk about the Knicks going for Masai Ujiri, the question became, okay, like how many first round picks? I don't think you're going to get that for Elton. Yeah, that's what's fascinating about this, right? There are 10 different things. And I think a lot of this starts also with, and this was in the original report, right? But like, nobody really knows what the Sixers and the whole stoppage has made this more difficult, but nobody really knows what they're going to do this offseason. Coaching change-wise, front office-wise, there's a lot of balls in the air, and that's where this would start for sure.
All right. Under what conditions, Yaron Weitzman, great author of Taking to the Top, would you work for James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks?
I'll tell you what. Right now I'm stuck in a two-bedroom apartment with my two kids under three, and my wife and I are working full-time. So if he gives me a house, I'm good. I'm sold.
No! I thought you were not. I thought you had some substance to
you're
your
easy.
Own.
I did.
Wow.
This has changed me. The pandemic changed me. It's changed me.
All right, you're on one last thing. And this is a Hail Mary, but I'm doing it for every guest today. I just give me the date of the next professional United States team game. Which sport? Ooh. What? Just throw a date out there when you think we'll finally see a game in our country.
That's a good one. You know what? I'm going to go. I guess I'm ignoring baseball here. My gut was to say like a football Labor Day weekend. Like,
wow.
Whoa.
Oh, no. See, he's in New York. Labor Day.
I'm a pessimist also, you know. But you know.
Well, you're not in the book. And I can't tell you. That's right. I will ask him. Yaron, are you wearing pants right now?
Shorts.
Shorts. All right, we don't want to picture it. But anyway, get his book. This is the best use of your time.
Yes.
We're asking people today things to do when you're trapped indoors. Tanking to the Top is a phenomenal book. Yaron, thank you as always for coming on. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Yaron Weitzman. This is the new NBA is that the owner gets directly involved in personnel decisions. That's what you're telling me, Bill.
They have a lot more opinions than in the past.
Well, how am I supposed to say no to the guy that owns the team?
Exactly.
That's where it becomes difficult.
If his opinion is, I want Tobias Harris, I don't have a choice.
Well, that's the problem. Now it's really how you manage up more than you manage down. Before, you really managed a lot more down. Now it's managing up more.
Wow.
But owners do that, Andrew. Remember, I believe Josh Harris was on that plane that went out to try to meet with LeBron James. John Middleton got Bryce Harper. Yeah. He flew to his home.
Yeah.
I mean, with certain guys, they'll do it.
But I always get the feeling that if your baseball people, for example, said to John Middleton, John, it's not going to – he had a lot of trouble in Washington. It's not going to work, that he would back off it. But I'm getting the sense here that – all right, here's the thing. John Middleton has some sense for what's going on in baseball. I can guarantee you Joshua Harris doesn't know a damn thing about the NBA. He's a money guy. He's brilliant in business. But having him give you input into what players to keep and what players to get rid of is a recipe for disaster. Al Morganti.
But it's never really the owner. It's who he's listening to.
And exactly.
Often it's not people in the organization. It's somebody that played
for his uncle?
Somebody that played for the team previously that they're friendly.
But they don't necessarily know what they're talking
about. Well, he thinks they do because maybe they were a star player that still is within the organization. Yeah. You'd be surprised how many alumni in an organization don't like the present leadership, and they have the owner's ear because they won with that owner.
Yeah.
Did people in the Sixers, you know, alumni, ever trash you behind your back, Billy?
Not that I know of.
You're very likable. He's very likable.
Well, but to go with Al's point.
I wouldn't trash you either. You're a very nice man.
But to go to Al's point, a lot of times these guys, owners, they have a circle. So they may be at dinner and they start talking. Like, my guys are trying to, you know, we're trying to get this guy. And then,
but that's not a good way to.
DeMarco Murray told Jeff Lurie to get rid of Chip Kelly. He is our hero.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, that story left a mark, Rhea. You've used that a few times. I'm not saying you weren't right. And clearly there was something going on there.
Yeah.
Because DeMarco Murray sucked.
Yeah.
Why is Lurie listening to that guy?
It was a good plan, though, right?
But I think what he probably did, he probably heard that, and he probably did some digging behind the scenes to figure out where is that coming from. Yeah.
DeMarco was right. No one likes Chip. Accurate. Let's go to Tony. Tony, good morning. You're on 94 WIP.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, Tone?
Get rid of Elton Brand. In a bad GM to a bad team, I don't mind.
Yeah.
He's been there. He hasn't impressed me with anything of constructing a good team. We don't have a shooter. I feel like the Jimmy Butler deal that happened with the trade of him going away. He just not doing things.
Tony, I want to tell you something that's weird about it. I've asked the question a few times. I've asked it to Billy. I asked it to Yaron. We've batted it around. I still have no indication whatsoever of what anybody would look at Elton Brand and go, he's a terrific GM. It's certainly not performance so far. If it's a likability quotient, okay. If it's a, you know, calmness under stress, he seems pretty good at that too. But I don't think that he's done anything where anyone would want to, you know, go out of their way to bring him in to run their team. No, I don't see it.
But it's the Knicks. I mean, the Knicks need any and everything. I mean, that's the bad spot.
Plus, who wants to work for James Dolan?
But, you know, the one thing is he inherited a situation where now you have a team where it's at over 50 wins. You got two up-and-coming stars. You had a coach that's been here. So now you come in, and how do you take this team? That's the hardest thing in pro sports, to take a team that's 50 win and try to make them a championship team.
All right.
If you go, like, to the Knicks, you're a bottom feeder. It's easy to go up.
All right, but I learned something from Yaron that's really kind of swirling around in my brain right now, Billy. And here's what it is. I was calling Elton Brand a puppet for Brett Brown. Yeah. And Yaron, in his own calm way, he covers the Sixers. He knows the team in and out. He wrote a book about him. That he's saying that Elton Brand is a puppet for Joshua Harris, for that crew. Well, that's not good either.
Well, I think what he's saying is, Elton is aligned more with ownership.
And that's why they said they're very happy with him, because he's doing whatever they want him to do.
Well, he's more aligned with them in the sense of doing, I guess, No. What the team wants.
Not- I need a GM who will tell Joshua Harris, yeah. let me make those decisions. You hire me to do it. You go make another $1 billion. Go back up to wherever you're going and make the money. Get in the helicopter, leave.
Well, the one thing is I think they had a GM. They allowed to do that in Sam Hinkie. They allowed him to do his plan. And just go with it.
I knew that name
would
come up.
No, but they allowed him to, here's the plan you presented. Go run with it.
All right. Yeah, it's fascinating to see how this worked out because if you'd have said to me that the apple of some team's eye would be Elton Brand, I would have said April Fools.
Yeah, and if you'd have said to me that 9 out of 10 people would rather be the GM of the Knicks than the Sixers, I would have said, how the hell did that happen? Yeah.
With Dolan?
Yeah. Oh,
Tony, I got a lot of free time. Tell me the best way I could kill some time indoors.
That for busy people, you don't get a lot of time to catch up on TV shows.
Yeah,
so I think been watching TV or
TV is a great one. That would be my number one. Billy is the judge.
I have a new show that I've been watching. You said you watched that I'm enjoying.
When we come back.
Okay.
Because I got a recommendation for sports fans. I saw something great yesterday. We're going to give you TV tips because Al TV is the number one thing people are using.
Yeah.
Besides radio.
Yeah, that too. Anyway, here are your numbers. I got Shirley, JR, Amish, and Walter. Who you got? What do you got, Al?
215-592-9494.
WIP Sports Time is 7:16.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.